This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. An explosion has shaken the Libyan capital, Tripoli, and airport officials have closed the city's last working airport late Saturday. A Reuters reporter and several residents said they saw an aircraft circling for more than 10 minutes over the capital with a humming sound before opening fire on a southern suburb, the scene of the heaviest fighting between rival forces. Residents counted several missile strikes, which apparently hit a military camp of forces loyal to Tripoli in the Sabah district. Authorities then closed Tripoli's only functioning airport. The Libyan National Army Force, loyal to Commander Khalifa Haftar, started an offensive 2 weeks ago, but has been unable to breach the government's southern defenses. Meanwhile, armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo, just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroonian epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at Katwa Hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Yellow vest protesters set fires on a march through Paris Saturday as they sought to drive home their message to a government they believe is ignoring the poor, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Masked demonstrators and riot police in helmets clashed repeatedly as some 20,000 protesters took to the streets of Paris. Their message, rebuilding the fire-damaged Notre Dame Cathedral isn't the only problem France needs to solve. Police fired water cannon and sprayed tear gas to try to control radical elements rampaging on the margins of the largely peaceful march. Like the high-visibility vests the protesters wear, the scattered small fires they set appear to be a plea for attention to President Emmanuel Macron's government, saying, "I need help too." I'm Ben Thomas.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Egyptians began 3 days of voting Saturday on constitutional amendments that would allow Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to stay in office until 2030. We get the details from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
A smiling President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi cast his ballot as polling began Saturday morning in a three-day referendum to make changes to Egypt's post-revolution constitution. Those changes will strengthen his hand over parts of the government and lengthen his term in office from 4 to 6 years. 62 million Egyptians are registered to vote of an estimated population of around 100 million. A large number of people could be seen at several polling stations in the center of Cairo, while others in outlying parts of the capital in Giza appeared to have a light turnout. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Police in Northern Ireland arrested two teenagers Saturday in connection with the fatal shooting of a journalist during rioting in the city of Londonderry. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has details.
The men aged 18 and 19 were detained under anti-terrorism legislation and taken to Belfast for questioning, the police service of Northern Ireland said. The men haven't been identified or charged. Lyra McKee, 29 years old, a rising star of investigative journalism, was shot and killed, probably by a stray bullet aimed at police, during rioting Thursday night. Police said the new IRA descendant group was most likely responsible and called it a terrorist act. Sarah Shackley, London.
A zookeeper in Topeka, Kansas, was mauled Saturday by a Sumatran tiger at the zoo. Zoo director Brendan Wiley says the keeper was working in the predator's enclosure when she was attacked.
Both our team member and Sanjeev the tiger were both in our outdoor tiger habitat. As soon as Sanjeev recognized that, he essentially tackled our keeper.
The unidentified worker was taken to a local hospital where she is reported in stable condition with wounds to her neck, head, back, and arms. About a dozen people were killed during an attack Saturday on the Communications Ministry building in Kabul, ending a spell of relative calm in the Afghan capital. A police official said a bomber blew himself up outside the ministry, enabling other attackers to enter the heavily guarded government complex. The Interior Ministry said later on Twitter the nearly five-hour attack had ended and that all suicide bombers were killed. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.